All six cases occurred in women between the ages of 18 and 48. And this is something that we in local public health obviously are monitoring, but we're really looking at that federal level surveillance that is sensitive enough here to pick up something this rare, and looking to the advisory groups at the federal level on recommendations that they may provide here in the next week or two as they really look at the data and potential risk there. But it is just a pause at this point. It's not a recall or anything more than just saying, let's hold off, really take a look at this before we resume again. So in Minnesota, about 184,000 doses of J&J, 6% of the total supply of vaccine that we've utilized in Minnesota to this date. So I know we've had some questions about whether this will slow down vaccination efforts in Minnesota. So when you factor that in, it's a piece of the vaccine doses that we're using, and every dose of vaccine counts, especially when we're really racing against transmission here locally. But at the same time, in the big picture, it is a small percentage of the overall number of doses that we're administering in Minnesota. So I'd just like to let the public know that for those that have received Johnson & Johnson vaccine, if you were vaccinated greater than a month ago, you don't need to worry about anything. This is a condition that would arise relatively quickly. So those people shouldn't need to be concerned. And for those that have received Johnson & Johnson vaccine, particularly within the last 3 weeks, again, this is extremely rare. We haven't seen any cases of this in Minnesota. But for those that are concerned, if you develop severe headache, abdominal pain, a leg pain, or shortness of breath, we'd advise you to contact your healthcare provider.